This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The United States and NATO have provided written responses to Moscow addressing Russia's renewed security demands. The move follows consultations with various European partners, as well as Ukraine, an effort aimed at heading off armed conflict. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan delivered the document in person Wednesday to Russia's foreign ministry. NATO sent its own responses to Russia separately. Officials say the responses are a way to address the Kremlin's concerns, while also giving all sides a chance to give further pursuit of diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters during a press conference that the United States' response includes the concerns of the U.S. and its allies about Russian actions that undermine security, as well as a principled, pragmatic evaluation of the concerns Russia has raised. He said the U.S. has also included proposals for areas where the countries may be able to find common ground. Moscow's security demands include a pause of NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The U.S. has dismissed those demands as non-starters and demanded that Russia pull back its forces from the border with Ukraine. It has offered dialogue with Moscow on issues including military exercises and transparency, as well as the placement of missiles. Russia offered a cautious initial response to the written proposals, saying only it will study the document. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles into the sea. North Korea's missile frenzy appears at least partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. North Korea has refused to engage in talks, saying the U.S. should first make military and economic concessions. The U.S. early this month tightened sanctions against Pyongyang, imposing them on five North Koreans it alleged were helping procure supplies for North Korea's weapons program. The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread as the organization appealed for a total of $8 billion to scale up humanitarian assistance to more than 22 million Afghans this year. Afghanistan's economy has been in a free fall for months. There is a severe drought and a brutal winter has descended on the country, exacerbating daily suffering. The Taliban, which seized control nearly 6 months ago, are cut off from billions of dollars of the former government's assets that are frozen abroad as the international community waits to see how they will behave. The UN chief also appealed to the international community to suspend restrictions that are hurting Afghanistan's economy. The U.S. Central Bank signaled Wednesday that it plans to start raising its benchmark interest rates as soon as March and curb its direct financial support when the pandemic hit American economy. The Federal Reserve has kept its key interest rates near 0% since the coronavirus first swept into the United States in March of 2020. The decision helped encourage economic growth and curtailed unemployment, but it also contributed to the biggest surge in consumer prices in four decades. Federal policymakers, after a two-day meeting in Washington, did not say how big the increase might be. Financial analysts have estimated it might be a quarter of a percentage point. And U.S. biotech company Moderna announcing Wednesday that it has begun clinical trials of a booster dose of vaccine designed specifically to combat the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.